Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. All this week, we're taking a look at the effort to expand pre-kindergarten educational opportunities in Vermont. Julie Coffey is the executive director of Building Bright Futures, a nonprofit dedicated to early childhood education. She's proud of the state's decision to offer universal access to 10 hours of pre-K education. The majority of children spend time away from their parents each day, and so Coffey believes it's important to make sure that time is well spent.
Quality is really an important aspect to pre-K. And in universal pre-K, public pre-K, every 3- and 4-year-old now has access to high-quality public pre-K programming. And unfortunately, as many high-quality programs as we have more programs who just aren't high-quality. So many more programs are struggling and can't offer quality care. And that's a real dilemma now that this bill has passed, because it's only for high-quality programs. So the state agencies, philanthropists, providers, early learning professionals, we now have to work very concerted to improve the quality and the access to high-quality programs.
How is that judged, though? I mean, how do we look at one program and say this is not a high-quality program as opposed to one that is?
We rely heavily on our state step-ahead recognition system, or STARS. This is a program run by the Child Development Division within the Department for Children and Families, Agency of Human Services. And it has a quality rating system which assesses and incentivizes programs to build their quality, starting with 1 star all the way up to 5 star. So pre-K programming is only eligible for 4- and 5-star programs, or those 3-star programs who are working on attaining their 4-star status.
Most schools already do this, but how do they do it? With programs in the schools or by partnering with child care providers in the community?
You know, Vermont took the real leap forward many years ago with passing Act 62, which is the precursor bill to this one, in encouraging universal pre-K. And it also, in its legislation, encouraged that schools first look around at the high-quality child care providers in the communities and begin there in working in partnership with the programs. Only in those situations where there are no 4- and 5-star programs would schools then really look at having to open up new classrooms.
What about the funding if a school doesn't have a partner nearby? How do they get the funding to start a pre-K program?
Well, of course, there is funding for those 10 hours, but you're right. There are startup costs, and for the last several years, local philanthropy, the Permanent Fund, the A.D. Henderson Foundation, and the Turrell Fund have worked together and formed a collaborative called the Vermont Preschool Collaborative. And they, as a nonprofit, have been working with schools and offering grants that pay for some of these startup costs, which has really been a help in removing those barriers. I think without the Preschool Collaborative, we wouldn't have as many school-based programs or preschool programs, period.
Now, you know, not to sound ungrateful about it in a way, but is 10 hours enough? Because that's – what about working parents, for example? I mean, they're looking at having to maybe pick up a child after only 2 hours per day, if we're talking about 10 hours for the week. You know, some folks who are working parents, that might be really tough for them.
You know, that's a great point. And though, let me say this, though the state agency of education reimburses 10 hours, there are some school districts and their towns who have really been visionary and developed the funding to pay for full day. South Burlington School District, for example, Putney, for example. And yes, it is tough. Over 70% of parents in Vermont today work. So we have 2 working parent households in Vermont, and so there's a lot of need for childcare. 10 hours is a great start, and the research, which is compelling, and there's a lot out there, supports full day pre-K. So you can see where advocates are probably going to begin focusing in the future in increasing the dosage or time offered with pre-K.
Glad you mentioned research, because I want to get into some of the issues now for people who may be hearing this and are still skeptical about the value of pre-K. Why do you believe it's so important in terms of what we know now about the developing brain of a child?
I don't know if a lot of Vermonters know that by age three, this is really incredible, 80% of the brain is fully developed. And by age five, 90% of the brain is fully developed. This makes these first years in one's life the most important and the most vulnerable. You know, the public will kind of kicks in historically when kindergarten begins, and K-12 is the responsibility of our society. And yet, the earliest years of our life are the most vulnerable, most precarious, and the least coordinated. So the research has really turned communities on their heels in realizing this is the very time in one's life where we should have a system that supports families, and we don't. And so that's what I and others are doing and have been doing for the past few years, to build a system that really supports families and children and communities.
Julie Coffey is the executive director of Building Bright Futures. I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we'll delve deeper into the efforts to improve the quality of early childhood education as our series, Ready or Not, continues.